Our scripture this week is from Luke chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. Let's hear the word. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with him the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." I have to admit that I stole that picture idea from Pastor David, but it's too good. Our theme this week is joy. As you can see, these kids are struggling to have joy. Finding your joy in Christmas. There was a woman who had her two-year-old son in church with her. The boy was excited and kept turning around and turning to people and smiling at them. The woman turned her son around frequently and told him to stop smiling at everyone. It was distracting. The boy kept it up. Finally, the mother turned him around and sat him down and scolded him in her churchy whisper voice, of course. When the boy stopped crying, he flopped down in his seat and looked miserable. The mother saw this and said, "That's better. That's the way you act in church." Joy. We have a funny way of showing it sometimes, I think. We've talked each week this Christmas season about hope and peace and love and how it's not always easy to conjure up these feelings. And really, it's no easier with joy either. There seems to be a pattern here, though. I know we may be looking to find these things, but it's clear as we read the Christmas story in Scripture that it's God who finds us. It's God who brings us his love, brings us peace. It's the same this week. The angels, God's messengers, meet the shepherds in the field. They were simply keeping watch over their flocks at the night, and an angel appeared to them and said, "I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all people." God is the bringer of joy for all people. In the Christmas stories in the Gospels, both the Gospel of Matthew and Luke have visitors come to visit to worship the baby Jesus. In Matthew, the story is told of the birth of a new king in Jesus. The visitors who travel to see Jesus are wealthy, educated visitors from the East. They come bearing gifts, and the king Herod has sent them from the palace. In the Gospel of Luke, however, God's messengers come from heaven to make the good news known to lowly shepherds. Shepherds in the New Testament world were lower class people. We have a positive image of shepherds from the Old Testament. We remember that the Lord is our shepherd from the 23rd Psalm. But shepherding was a despised occupation at the time. Shepherds wandered outside of polite, civilized society, wandering on other people's land. They were poor and unclean. Yet in our scripture today, our Christmas story, it's these people, these same people, lowly shepherds, who are the first to hear the announcement of good news. What if this is true for today too? That Jesus comes for people like shepherds, for the poor, unclean, unreligious, for the undeserving, unrighteous ones who really need a Savior. I think it is true. I think that's the good news that we hear in our gospel story today. There is something scandalous about the gospel, I think. Jesus comes for everyone, for people in a sad state, like shepherds, like us, for people who don't deserve it, for people who can't afford to bring any gifts to the newborn. In my life, I've heard far too much news from Christians that's not good news, stuff that sounds a lot more like bad news. The birth of our Savior is good news, though. The Savior is for all people, for people like shepherds and us and those who haven't stepped anywhere near a church door. Christ has come. This is good news of great joy, the angel says. At first, it's just one angel announcing this good news of great joy, but then a multitude of angels appear, an army of angels appears, singing glory to God in the highest. It's a clash of the so very ordinary with the extraordinary. I'd love to see that. And so the shepherds go. They go to find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. When my daughter was first born, I remember that was a moment of the greatest joy for my wife and I. She had barely made her first cry as a baby. We had hardly gotten to sit and enjoy her before we had some early arriving guests in the room. My parents came in. They had driven from Kansas to Texas, so excited to see her, and don't tell them, but the nurses weren't supposed to let them in the room, or anybody for that matter, for a while. We wanted some private time, you can understand. So we let them say their first hellos and happy birthdays and then kicked them out for a while. I'm not sure if Mary and Joseph thought anything like that or not, as they had some early arriving guests at the stable door. It wasn't their parents. It wasn't kings yet. It was lowly shepherds. They surely didn't have any gifts to bring. They just wanted to come and see for themselves if it was really true, if the Savior, Jesus, really had come. It was a cold December afternoon. Rain mixed with snow splashed against the windshield. All day, two men, Pastor Jerry and a layman named Jim, had been delivering Christmas boxes. Many of the families who would receive the boxes would get nothing else that Christmas. The truck had been full when the two men started their journey, but now only one box remained. The address on the one remaining card meant that they would have to travel several miles out of town to make their delivery. "What do you think?" Jim asked. He was the driver, and it was his truck. Pastor Jerry knew what Jim was really asking. Why drive way out in the country when we could just give this box to someone here in town, someone that needs it, you know, and be home in 30 minutes? It was a tempting thought. Jim, however, answered his own question. "Well, let's give it a try. If we can't find the place, we can always come back and give the box to someone else." The rain was really pouring down by the time they reached the address on the card. The old white-framed house stood on a hill. It had once been a nice place with a large farm. Now the farm was gone and the house had run down over the years. The two men slipped and slid as they carried the box up the hill. They climbed the high steps to the porch, set down the box, and straightened up just to see a small face peeking through the window. He had been watching them coming up the hill. Now he announced their arrival with shouts of joy. "They're here, Grandma, they're here." The door soon opened and an older woman greeted them. "I told you they'd come," a child's voice said from behind her. A little boy with dark hair and bright eyes rushed to the box and started pulling at the gifts inside. The woman told them that the little boy had been left behind for her to raise on her own. She said to the men, "I'm so glad you're here. He was up early this morning looking for you. He sat by the window all day. I wasn't sure you'd come, and I tried to prepare him for disappointment. But he just kept saying, 'Don't worry, Grandma, I know they will come.'" That young boy didn't know it, but in a sense, he speaks for all of us. We knew he would come. In joy, we know, Christ has come. In a meaningful moment in the movie The Nativity Story, a rough-looking group of shepherds, some carrying lambs, gather around Mary and Joseph at the stable. they kneel together, and one older shepherd reaches out his trembling hand to touch the baby, and he thinks better and withdraws his hand. Mary sees and says to him, "He is a gift for everyone." And she holds out the baby, and he reaches out his hand again to touch the newborn baby Jesus. Christ has come. He is a gift for everyone. The only appropriate response to that good news is joy and celebration over that good gift. Joy comes to us. Good news of great joy comes to us this season in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.